Well, what do you mean by fat? Let's have an example of why a book is fat.
Okay.
Besides length.
Right. Well, so we mentioned Ulysses, but also we did War and Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And War and Peace is fat. It's 800-900 pages. So it is truly fat. But it also exists in the world almost as not even fiction. It's something people say, oh, I'm going to go to the beach and take War and Peace, of course. And they may they read, you know, chapter or so. But, you know, they've seen the movie, perhaps, mm-hmm. you know. And matter of fact, most of these fat books have been made into movies.
Right.
Even Middlemarch, George Eliot's Middlemarch, which we also did. But I think it's more just the physicality of the characters and their living in the world. I sort of feel like there are all these characters, you know, running around the world. And when you think, if you've ever been to Dublin, have you ever been to Dublin?
No.
Well, Bloom, who's the main character with Stephen and Ulysses, every place he goes that day has a brass marker mm-hmm. on the sidewalk of this little guy in a bowler hat. And I mean, it's like thousands of people go to Dublin and they walk around the streets
right.
where this person who never existed supposedly
walked before.
And that is a fat book.
That's a very fat book.
That's a fat book.
I mean, I do think a lot of us in New Orleans are walking around inside a fat book a lot of the time. Sometimes it's Confederacy of Dunces.
And there he is, right?
Exactly.
On Canal Street. I don't like to call it a class or that I'm teaching, because these books were not written for students.
Right. They were written for the public.
They were written for real people.
Yeah.
Adults. They were written by adults, for adults, not for high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these people, you don't need a graduate degree to sit down and read these books and really enjoy them and understand what they're getting at. So I find that my audience, my group of participants, really contributes much more than I do. They come and you have 10 intelligent people sitting there talking about this, and they all say, oh, this is so wonderful. I get to come and talk about something I really care about and with other adults.
And something that matters, too, in the long run.
Exactly.
Now, I do have to ask you one quick question. Because they are fat books in many ways, do you find that people are reading physical books, or do you find they're using e-readers?
That's an interesting question, particularly with this book. Most of the people who are retired
mm-hmm.
read the paper book. But more and more they're reading it on Kindle, or I often suggest, for example, for this book, it's out of copyright, so you can get it free any number of places, like,
right.
you know, like Gutenberg or something like that. So a few people will read that. It's nice to have everybody on the same page. Because we don't talk about our grandkids or whatever. We talk about the text. And when people can't find where we are, they really kind of get nervous.
It slows things down.
Yeah, and they're confused and they're not real sure. So, and it's interesting on this book. The reason why I said it's so interesting for this book is there's a lot of dialect mm-hmm. in this book. And one of my most faithful participants started reading it on his new iPad. And he said, I just can't deal with this dialect. It's embarrassing. He was embarrassed by the dialect.
Oh.
And I said, well, Jim, you know, I think it might be easier for you if you actually held the book and read it on on the page.
Mm-hmm.
It would feel, because the dialect's very well done, and both the white people and the black people speak in dialect. The Kentuckians speak in dialect, and the black Kentuckians speak in a different dialect. And I said, it would be very, and I'm sure we'll discuss this, it would be very odd to have these people speak in grammatically correct 20th century English, you know. But on his iPad, he wanted it.
It was too great a distance.
It was too great a distance.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah.